No offense to yourself, Minister Smith, but I mean, I understood that topic issues were supposed to be taken by the relevant minister. And as far as I understand it, the minister is the minister of public expenditure. And this is a community, Department of Community responsibility. And that's disappointing, but I know that's the way that the topic issues have developed over the last.
No, but let's be clear. Sorry, Deputy, I don't want to be helpful here. I mean, what should be happening is that where a topical issue is selected and the department are notified, the department should be notifying the deputy whether the minister to deal with it is the minister from the relevant department.
Well, they don't do that.
Deputy O'Keefe, yes?
It's not happening a lot of the time.
It's never happened.
And when you raised the issue under, I think, Standing Order 5, I'm not sure the exact standing order, but you know the standing order in which the deputy then has an option that a lot of deputies don't seem to be aware of, to either take it or have it deferred one day and have it taken by a minister from that department. But, of course, that doesn't work if you're not told beforehand.
Yeah. Well, I'll have to call on the Government Chief Whip to examine the matter because procedurally we're not acting properly. No. We're ignoring it.
Yeah, I
think you are.
Well, look, I'm prepared for this to be taken today.
Yes.
And I don't know. If I was aware, I would have deferred wanting the minister to be here. And so basically, we're talking to Ether anyway. And
well, I come in here to chair this, and I'm not aware of what the situation is until somebody tells me. So you're telling me now, and I'm telling you what the procedure is. And Deputy O'Keefe has pointed it out.
How are we supposed to know, Ken Corley, when there was no communication, so I assume the minister was going to be here to take the topical issue. You know, you can't be charged with going around.
Well, I don't expect you to be divinely inspired. No.
Not yet. No. Well, I'll wait till I go over that side, and then we'll do it. As you know, Minister, FASD is, well, you might know, but we'll talk to it anyway. But FASD is fetal alcohol spectrum disorder, is an under-recognised condition in Ireland. Compared to other jurisdictions like Canada and New Zealand, we are way behind in dealing with it and providing funding and support for sufferers and their families. There are estimates that between 4.75% and 7.2% of the population in Ireland are living with FASD. The problem is, bizarrely, that we don't know for sure because there have been no studies or research carried out here. That is the crux of the issue of why we're here. While there are no statistics in Ireland, the agencies are working with FASD and recognising FASD as a problem that needs to be addressed. I know from talking to FASD Ireland that in some areas, the staff trying to deal with very difficult children are asking them to help, but the state organisations themselves are not recognising FASD. This is leading to children being left behind, children that could have a more productive life if the state was able to assist them properly. School-going children may have learning difficulties because they can find it difficult to plan, organise themselves or understand consequences of their actions. They will have challenges such as inattention, hyperactivity, anxiety and frustration. An individual with FASD who does not have the correct support in place can experience many challenges throughout their life as well. These generally develop during adolescence but can develop earlier. They can experience difficulty with peers, inappropriate sexual behaviour, involvement in crime, poor mental health, alcohol and drug misuse, and challenges with independent living. Individuals with FASD are 19 times more likely to encounter the judicial system than a neurotypical person. That's according to a doctoral researcher at Salford University in the UK, David Gilbert. I have seen some estimates that up to 30% of individuals who are in prison are sufferers of FASD. In Ireland, it is considered that could be an even higher percentage, but the reality is that we don't know because we haven't researched it. Recognising the condition and treating it could save the state huge amounts of funding on vital and scarce public services, so even from a bean counter's point of view, it would make sense. Likewise, we don't know the prevalence throughout all our systems of health and education because we have not recognised the existence of FASD. FASD sufferers have comorbidities that are more recognised, and the treatment for those comorbidities can be counterproductive with FASD sufferers as well. A treatment that works for ADHD, for example, could have an opposite effect on an FASD sufferer, and not being recognised, they may fall through the cracks of getting adequate treatment. It could be looked at that they're not responsive, But if FASD was treated rather than their comorbidity, that could have a significant alternative effect and mean a better quality of life for the patient. I know that there has been an allocation to FASD Ireland in the Department of Health budget for this year, but the Minister, that has not been made its way to FASD Ireland yet, and we are almost two-thirds of the way through the year at this stage. That is worrying because in order to plan for next year, studies have to be started, and that needs to happen quickly. As you know, it is about providing the evidence base so we can have a funding allocation that would allow support to be put in place. Rightly so, government money cannot be spent on something that maybe cannot be proved to work. I believe that it will be proved necessary and that it suffers and their families are supported, the future would look better for everybody. Thank you.
Minister.
Concorda. Thank you, Deputy Pringle, for raising this issue. My colleague, Anne Rabbitt, TD, Minister for Disabilities, remains committed to the continued development and enhancement of our disability services through the implementation of both the HSE's Progressing Disability Services, the PDS Roadmap for Service Improvement 2023 to 2026, and also the Department's Action Plan for Disability Services 2024 to 2026. So, as the Deputy will be aware, Fetal Alcohol Spectrum Disorder, FASD, is a prevalent yet preventable neurodevelopmental condition. It is a group of disorders caused by prenatal alcohol exposure and are associated with a range of lifelong physical, mental, educational, social and behavioural difficulties. FASD is caused by the consumption of alcohol at any time from 6 weeks before conception by either parent until the baby is born. Many people do not know or recognise that they are living with FASD. Most recent available figures from the HSE estimate that the prevalence of FASD in Ireland is between 2.8% to 7.4% of the population, and an estimated 600 Irish babies are born each year with fetal alcohol syndrome, with a further 9 to 10 times this number of babies born annually in Ireland who have other fetal alcohol spectrum disorders, FASD. Only a small proportion of children with FASD have visible facial features, facial dysmorphia. The majority of children with FASD have no visible signs of disability at birth, and difficulties may not manifest until preschool or school age. Currently, there are no standard diagnostic policies or guidelines for diagnosing or treating children with FASD in Ireland. FASD Ireland was established in September 2021 with three core aims: to raise awareness of FASD, to reduce the prevalence of FASD, and to support people living with FASD. Minister Rabbitt was pleased to endorse the launch of the FASD Hub Ireland in March of 2023. This important support service provides a national telephone helpline operating Monday to Friday evening between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. for anyone who lives with FASD, anyone who cares for someone living with FASD, and anyone who works with someone living with the condition. The HSE has recommended that a number of actions are implemented to prevent FASD. Many of these actions are currently being progressed, and some new actions are proposed that will require resourcing, such as the development of a national strategy on FASD prevention and response in Ireland. The Minister was pleased to secure ring-fence funding of €3 million in Budget 2024 for targeted services for children, which will allow a number of projects to be progressed in line with the HSE approval process. And the HSE have confirmed that €200,000 is being made available to the HSE's Regional Executive Officer, the REO Midwest, in order for FASD Ireland to support an action in the HSE 2024 service plan to deliver a fetal alcohol project using a multi-care health sector approach, primary care, mental health services and so on. Minister Rabbitt has met with FASD Ireland and can confirm that the Regional Executive Officer will make arrangements for a grant agreement with the organisation. I wish to assure the House that both Minister Rabbitt and officials in her department are committed to working with colleagues in the Department of Health alongside other stakeholders to ensure that the issue of fetal alcohol spectrum disorder is considered a priority and to see that services are delivered in an appropriate manner. Thank you.
Thanks, Minister. The Minister has outlined in her response that funding has been allocated, or that the Fast Hub Ireland was established in March 2023 and it operates between Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. for anyone who lives with FAST, and that's welcome. But that's actually there is no funding provided for that because the funding hasn't actually reached FAST Ireland yet to actually allow that to pay for that. Now, they're operating the service, but they're operating the service on loans from the bank because they're waiting for funding to come forward from the government. And we're now it'll be July or August at the earliest before the funding will actually make its way to them. And what that's slack, I believe, and it's not going to lead to actual the processing and putting the treatment on a good footing. And as well as that funding, part of that funding as well, they also are going to provide for some studies to be carried out. But they won't be carried out in time now to get in for next year's application. So that time is going to be lost as well. And all during this, there's going to be children that are going to be lost, and it's going to be children and families that are living through this condition and can't deal with it, and they're going to be lost out. And we need to get moving on it and get moving on quickly. So I'd like if I would pass that on to the Minister so that the Minister would be aware of that and make sure that funding gets there in a timely fashion.
Thank you, Deputy Principal. Minister, to conclude.
Thank you, Deputy Pringle. I will pass on your comments to Minister Rabbit. She, in turn, will continue with the Department and with the HSC to advance progress on the provision of services for those living with fetal alcohol spectrum disorder and their families. And to this end, I'm happy to report that a cross-departmental working group will be established to develop a long-term and sustainable plan that will provide access to appropriate services for those living with FASD and for their families. Minister Rabbit wishes to reiterate her full commitment and that of her department and the HSC to ensuring that the issue of FASD receives the attention that it deserves and that we endeavour as a government to provide the level of services required by those living with FASD.